This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
More importantly, we have with us Senator Phil Graham, longtime senator from the great state of Texas. An American Enterprise Institute visiting scholar, a dear friend of mine, and a mentor of mine as well. So, Senator Graham, welcome on a Saturday, and it's good to nice of you to do this. Inflation is now running at a blistering pace. There is no end in sight. It's going to bring down the Biden administration, among God knows how many other things. But Senator Graham, I wanted to, you've written, I'm not going to leak this, but you wrote a memo to a number of very important people in Washington, D.C., and the thrust of the memo is a spending pause and welfare reform is the key to solving inflation and the economy. And I love that, and I was hoping you would enlighten us and expand on that.
Well, Larry, first of all, in 2020 and 2021, the federal government was set to spend about 20% of GDP. And then with a pandemic shutdown and the explosion of pandemic spending in a 12-month period, rather than spending 20% of GDP, the federal government spent 40% of GDP. During that same period, the number of people employed declined. The shutdown reduced employment and production on average during that 12-month period by about 7%. So in essence, stated in its simplest terms, you had $1.20 of demand chasing 93 cents of goods and services when the Federal Reserve Bank had increased money at the fastest rate in the post-war period. And then suddenly, remarkably, everybody is surprised when prices explode. So the point of the advice was we need to stop spending. We need a spending pause. You've got debate going on about a new stimulus. You've got debate going on about increasing appropriations by 16%. You've got a debate going on about bringing back this Build Back Better bill. I don't ever remember a bigger disconnect between what's happening in the world and what public policy debate is. If we don't get control of spending, if we continue to spend more and more money, and if we continue a policy of paying people not to work, the combination is going to be that this inflation is going to continue. And it's very painful to working people who are being affected by it.
That's the welfare reform part. There's no workfare, no workfare left in welfare.
Yeah. No, listen, we reformed aid to families with dependent children with President Clinton. It was a resounding success. Mm-hmm. We had a dramatic reduction in the number of people on the program. As I recall, it fell almost in half. And most of those people went to work and they changed their lives. We need to bring that program back and we need to apply it to every means-tested program for every able-bodied work-age man or woman in America. This Secretary Yellen nonsense about modern supply-side economics is giving people things. Well, the point is, if you give people everything they had to work to get before, You shouldn't be shocked when people stop working.
Mm.
People don't work because they like working.
I love this $1.20 chasing 93 cents. I think that's a great way to put it. And I also, the appropriations, no appropriations bills have been passed in the Senate. I think one or two may have gone through the House, Senator, but none come through the Senate. But from your calculations, you and Mike Solon, you mentioned it would raise things by 16%. Current services baseline, if they did pass this appropriations bill as it's intended, I guess I'd say, it would raise the federal debt by $2.3 trillion. And God knows how many of those bonds the Federal Reserve will buy, because the Fed's M.O. has been to enable and accommodate the federal spending. So you're saying let's go to a continuing resolution. A CR keeps us at the level of spending for the last year. Actually, it's the Trump level of spending, as I recall.
Yeah. Well, we need to write a budget. We need to go through a normal appropriations process. But right now, a good fallback position is just to leave spending where it is, and let's get through the spring, see where we are. I do believe we need a spending pause.
Mm. That's a great point. I mean, it's a really important. How about this? Would you buy into this? A spending pause and make the Trump tax cuts permanent?
Well, I think that ought to be a long-term policy that we should try to promote. You know, we've got all this discussion about a bill to make us competitive with China,
right,
and all these proposals about new government spending. We're never going to be competitive with China by having government lead technology. We're going to be competitive the way we've always been, with private sector incentives. And you give incentives by letting people keep more of what they earn.
Mm-hmm. 16 Republicans in the Senate voted for it. At that point, it was a $250 billion bill. Not a single Republican in the House voted for it. Well, Kinzinger, but he's not a real Republican. But then it became a $350 billion. But, Phil, 16 Republicans, if I'm wrong, it was 18, voted for this bill, which essentially is we're going to out-China China. We're going to out-socialism their socialism.
Well, this idea that industrial policy can be effective in making America competitive is so alien to our entire history. Government policy did not create the tech giants in America. Competition and innovation and private capital created those giants. China, with industrial policy, is killing their high-tech industry.
Mm-hmm.
So now government is going to come in and tell the high-tech industry how to run their business? Give me a break.
It's incredible to me. And it almost got under the radar screen. And then a few of us discovered it and then went after it. And I'm still going after it. And some of these Republican senators who voted for it should be ashamed of themselves. I'm not, I've been a Republican. I've worked in two Republican administrations. I've been a Republican advisor for 40 years. But, Phil, this is nonsense, utter nonsense. At this point, too, given the inflation pressures, I mean, you've laid out the inflationary impact of government spending pretty damn well. And these guys go ahead and march towards a $250 billion bill, which in conference will probably go up, not down. Drive me crazy, Senator Graham.
Well, it's amazing to me how $1 billion, which used to be a lot of money, is now a rounding error.
Right. A rounding error. Can you imagine that? Plus, although it hasn't materialized yet, the White House is cooking up another COVID relief bill. We don't know how much that's going to be, at least $100 billion. But, you know, they put up $100 billion. The House will get it. It'll be $300 billion, and the sky's the limit. And COVID, really? Now? I mean, come on. This is
Well, look, they anything to spend money is popular with this administration and popular with this Congress. And, you know, they come up with ideas that just absolutely make no sense. Modern monetary theory, don't worry about it. Just print the money you need. Mm. Modern supply side economics, give people things and they'll work more.
No.
And then we're going to defeat the Chinese in global competition by adopting their economic system.
Fabulous.
Their theories don't pass the laugh test. You know, it's important to say, look at ideas and say, does this really make sense? Does this pass the laugh test?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of things that are now being debated in Congress just don't pass the laugh test.
Yes, sir. Senator Phil Graham, I hope your memo to the great and the near great is carefully read. And I'm going to, in an anonymous way, I'm going to push it. Spending pause and welfare reform. Yes, sir. Thank you, Phil. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Give
Thank
us a couple
you.
Minutes. Best to Wendy. All right, folks, we're going to take a very quick break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to bring in one of America's most distinguished economists, John Cochran, who's going to talk about the Federal Reserve money supply side of the inflation that Senator Phil Graham talked about, overspending and no more workfare. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back. Hang in loose.